Hello, welcome to
Hi.
ADHDKidsCanThrive.com. Today I have with me Lynn Miner-Rosen, who is an ADHD coach. She's a career and job coach and can do college to career coaching as well. And you can find her at lmrcoaching.com. So thank you for joining me, Lynn. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, me too. It's nice to meet you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm really curious about how you got into this business of coaching. Primarily, is it ADHD people or is it anybody who would be looking for coaching?
Well, I'm trained as a life coach initially, and most coaches are through the International Coaching Federation. You're a broad life coach. And then a lot of people pick specialties. And because of my background with my own children, and I was in education for 20 years, it was a natural for me to become an ADHD coach. Then I realized that people with ADHD were not getting the support they needed around careers. And that's when I looked into it, and there was no such thing as an ADHD career coach. So I got certified and credentialed as a career coach, but I've taken it and moved it to focus on people with ADHD. Now, if clients come to me and don't have ADHD, that's fine. Doesn't matter. Yeah. I'll work and coach anybody. Doesn't have to be ADHD or learning disabled. Can be anything.
Okay. So do you find your services with the career going to college to figure out what career to study, or when they're in college, kind of where they're going to launch to after college?
Well, it's interesting. I usually get the call after college, but really the truth is right now in 2022, young people need to start thinking about this very early in high school. And they need to think about, not make the decision, but explore all the opportunities that are out there and keep their eyes open for what gets them excited.
Right. So they could choose the right college. Do you work college trades?
Yeah. I mean,
do you have kids direct them to whatever mm-hmm. path is appropriate for them?
Oh yeah. I'm on the committee, the Neurodiverse Committee with the National Association of Colleges and Employers.
Oh, fantastic.
So I do a ton of work with all the colleges and all the career offices across the country. I know who, you know, work with all of them. And, you know, when a client comes to me, I encourage them to really, there's like a four-year plan to pick your career. And I, you know, laid it all out, and I can lay it all out for my clients.
Okay. To help them think. Okay. Mm-hmm. Think about what they want to do. Okay. So do you have, in your family, do you have ADHD going on? Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I have ADHD.
Oh, you do?
I have. And I've had it my whole life, but I was not diagnosed correctly until my late 50s.
Oh,
I've had it for anxiety, depression since I'm a little kid, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what was going on. And it's also hereditary. My son, both my kids have it, and then some, you know, but it never comes alone. ADHD never comes alone. Yes. It always comes with other stuff.
Yeah. I call them friends.
Yeah.
Friends. Okay. So you're very familiar with that. Okay. So when you're thinking about your child having, ADHD and probably going, you know what? I just had a person ping me and they had a 13-year-old boy and they wanted an ADHD coach. So I asked her a couple of questions I haven't heard back yet, but what age is appropriate for getting coaching, and when, like, help us figure out, like, when do I send my kid to therapy? When do I hire a tutor for them? And when do I think about ADHD coaching? Like, what is the difference, and where does the ADHD coach come into play?
Yeah. And this is something I know, because I have two masters in education, elementary education and special education. And I also was a teacher in the elementary schools and in the middle schools. And I think coaching is really up to the child. If they feel like they will get a lot of benefit working with an adult that's not their parent and not their teacher. Therapy is great. Therapists really look at the past. They really focus on what happened in the past, what caused that, you know, and talk, and a lot of talk. And I think it's amazingly good. Alone for ADHD, what I do as a coach is look at today, what's going on in your life today, how can I support you so you can move forward and learn how to manage your ADHD for the rest of your life. It doesn't go away, and you can manage it, and you can be successful, and you can, you know, so that's what we do as a coach.
Okay, that's a great give them way to put it.
Yeah, it's like looking at your forward goals. Now, is the young person ready for coaching is really up to them. Are they comfortable working with an adult? And is our mom and dad comfortable with letting that happen? Because I don't give feedback and information and support to the parents all the time. I work with the client.
Okay.
Especially a teenager like 17 or 18, everything's confidential. I don't even tell the parents, and that upsets them, but they learn to trust and realize that their young student needs to be on their own, and they need to learn skills that they can do it by themselves without reminders or parents going, did you do it? Did you do it? We need to give these kids the space that they can do it.
Right. And then you're kind of the one checking in to see if they did mm-hmm. it. Okay. You're
actually, I flip it.
Holding them accountable. Them.
Yes. I'm okay. Their accountability partner with no judgment, no stigma, no punishment. And I never go, did you do it? Did you do it? I never do that.
You don't? How do you know if they did it?
because we have a contract together between us. That's why I say it's important to allow them to work with a coach, to have that level of maturity to really think about what do you want to get done? What's important for you? Kids are not motivated by grades, you know, and they're certainly not motivated by punishment. So we have
what
to
What are they
really,
motivated by?
Well, that's what we have to ask them. Ask them what's right. going to motivate you, and let's make it small. If you get that done in a week, this is, you know, you'll go have that slice of pizza with dad.
Okay. Got it.
You know, so, real keeping it small.
Little tiny increments of yeah. motivation to stay on yeah. track and whatever they're yeah. trying to achieve.
Yeah, okay. Because if you say a year from now, you'll get a car if you get great grades in college, that won't even register.
Right. And how does that work with young adults who are in college or not yeah. in college, maybe dropped out of college because they weren't ready, weren't motivated to be there? How does a parent introduce a coach to an ADHD young adult to help them kind of figure out how they want to go through their young, you know, that next yeah. phase of life?
Yeah, it's really a lot. It's challenging. And, you know, that's a really good time for me to support work with these kids is before they go to college. But if they do reach out to me during college, how it would work is we would come up with, okay, what's important for you? What do you need? You know, is it B's? Is it grades? Is it just passing this one class that you have to take math over and over again? It's really helping them figure out what do you want to get done and what are the steps to get there? Okay. And I'm their partner with it.
Okay, with helping them make a plan, essentially.
Making a plan, but it also involves self-care, health, drinking water, eating right, sleeping right, getting along with their friends. It's not just about academics. It's really their whole life and helping them learn what is ADHD, how does it affect me or affect you, and how can I deal with it? Because you can.
Right. Okay.
You can.
So as a parent who might be paying for this, right? What kind of progress should a parent see their child when they work with you and or an ADHD coach?
The how most quickly, important thing is, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Ask me that again.
Yeah,
ask
I guess
me what you
it's
think,
like
because it's a tricky question.
I know, but how quickly? Of course, we all want instant results, and nothing's instant in life, but. Is this something you would use, like, would you use a coach for years in your life, or would you decide to work on like a certain aspect of life that was maybe get help, you know, you kept getting in the way of accomplishing things. So you decide to get a coach to help you with a certain aspect of life.
Yeah.
Like, how do you
all of that? Yeah.
Work I with mean, a coach so without it being never ending, I guess.
Yeah. So it's like I said, first thing I do is set like a 3-month goal and let's meet those goals. Let's have small goals that are achievable. And this student can feel good. I met the goals. I can do this. Now let's make new goals. So every 3 months, it's every day, it's a check-in. How are things going? How is coaching for you working? What's getting in the way? But also, it depends on the student, how much work they put into it. I'm not doing the work. They are. So it's a partnership. The more they put into it, the more they're going to get out of it. And the more they're going to be able to be on their own. So there's no way for me to know upfront. You know, I always say you need 3 months because we're going to try to create new habits. Right. And that's, you know, I give them the room to try different colors or different color pens or, you know, use a fidget in class and see if that helps them in their test. And if it does, great. Let's do it again and again till it's a habit. So that could take really 3 months as a minimum.
Yeah.
But I always say that if the client is keeping notes and taking it all in, all the tools they'll be able to use for the rest of their life.
The rest of their life. And do you meet with these kids? Like, do you do it once a week? Is that kind of the idea? Okay.
Yeah. Once a week on Zoom. I've been using Zoom for 7 years, way before COVID.
Okay. And you coach all around the world?
All across the world. I've had Italy, but mostly United States. I have some in Canada. And it's really, you know, I make an appointment with the client, with the student. They are my client. I treat them like an adult. I talk to them as an adult with respect as an adult. I give them the room to make decisions on their own. And it's very powerful, really. Okay. You know, like
very exciting.
Way. Yeah, it is really. These kids are like, oh my God, I can do that. Yeah, you can do it. You know, and there's challenges with ADHD. I get it. You know, there's a lot of judgment, anxiety, depression, you know, and I know parents are worried about, you know, are they sleeping? Are they taking their meds? Are they, you know, doing their homework?
Yeah.
So having a coach can give a parent pause and just be there for their kid without hovering over, did you do it? Did you do it? Or checking their grades or checking their work. And in college, parents shouldn't do that.
Right. Right. So it's probably a benefit to get that started.
Yeah.
If a kid is not taking initiative on their own, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think that, you know, I think that it's important also for these kids to understand their ADHD.
Yeah.
And understand, not hide it, not let parents need to talk about it before they go to college. What are the challenges they might face? You know, how do they deal with it? How do they deal with somebody, a roommate or, you know, their meds or talking about it and all of that? And there's a lot of great accommodations at the colleges. And that's another area of coaching that I do that's huge help is getting the students the support that they need and understanding what the games are with the college.
With the college. Okay. And do you talk to them about like make a plan for taking your meds or this is why it's important to take your medication and
drink
water.
Don't have that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like the little things, I think outside of thinking of like, okay, I got to do my homework and I have to try to figure out what I want to do as a job. So there's coaching beyond that as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, should I join a team? Should I get an internship? How do I make friends?
Yeah. You coach them on all of that.
Everything. It's life. It's full life. Everything.
Yeah. Okay. It's great. Okay, Lynn, do you have anything else to add? This is really full of information.
Yeah.
I think if you're thinking about getting a ADHD coach to support your child, this was really informative.
Thank you. Yes. And there are a lot of coaches out there. I think it's important to work with a credentialed coach, credentialed through the ICF or PAAC, P-A-A-C. And that's really important, is to understand that there are people that have training and don't have training. And that's all I say to parents.
Yep. Yes. Okay. So they can look you up and they can reach out to you, and they can, and the key is to make sure everybody's, if you are going to work beyond Lynn, that you make sure they're certified in what they're doing.
Yeah. There's some great coaches out there. I really support all the ADHD coaches. So they all are trained really well to work with these college age kids or teens. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And what would be the oldest that you would work with?
62.
Oh, 65.
I'll go to 65.
Okay. So there's never not a good time to start with an ADHD coach.
No, because there's a lot of women, and I'm sure some of your parents out there in the last couple of years have noticed how their ADHD has really gotten in the way.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And they're, so a lot of the parents and the adults, you know, are
coaching as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is very good. Thank you, Lynn.
It was nice to meet you and talk to you, Kate.
Yeah, you too.